From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. An Iranian court has sentenced a Chinese-American scholar to 10 years in prison. The announcement from Iran's Judicial Department triggered an immediate protest from the American State Department. Ji Zhu Wang, 37 years old, a dual national of China and the United States, was arrested nearly a year ago. The State Department said in a statement to news agencies, the Iranian regime continues to detain U.S. citizens and other foreigners on fabricated national security-related charges. We call for the immediate release of all U.S. citizens unjustly detained in Iran so they can return to their families. At least four Iranian Americans are currently being held in Iran, and a fifth is free pending an appeal of his sentence of 18 years in prison for alleged national security crimes. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, who they believe had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday remembered the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. The two men spoke in Paris. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July 1942. This is VOA News.